This podcast is given to you by Arloka David Smith, teacher and founder of the Dharma Mind Buddhist Group. For more information, please go to dharmamind.net.
I spent these last few days reviewing the framework that gives the identity of this group, that framework that actually was in, that actually within a very much within a traditional framework. It's not, it doesn't, as far as I'm aware, it doesn't for a moment venture outside of that traditional framework, but within that framework is the conceptual frame, the conceptual construction, which is, I guess, is unique to us. I guess, but like I say, that's not to create anything, and it's not to deny anything. It's not to, in the worst case scenario, throw the baby out with the bathwater. I feel confident that that's not happened. But we do have our own conceptual path, if you like, that that hopefully fits our temperament, our particular makeup, that we consider ourselves to be Western people with Western minds, and I like to feel that this framework is something very accessible to us all, that it's not strange, it's not difficult to fathom, that we can relate to most of it. It does lead, and that's what it is. It's like a stepping stone path that as you refine it, as you see, like I say, it's not a, as you come back and you find it, will slowly allow you to let go of what you hold on to, which is the sense of self and the sense of and the ego that perpetuates that sense of individuality, our own particular brand of individuality, which is not universal. It is very much, it defines our culture, and it's peculiar to us, and peculiar, certainly peculiar in the history of this great religion and this great path that characterizes this great religion. And rather than just mimic the Eastern mind and the Eastern way of understanding, which if you go to the East, live in the East, or you see how the mind is so unbelievably differently constructed, to the point where you can't really understand where people are coming from, and yet we're human, we've got those basic characteristics, we're all in the same boat, and yet there are so many different perspectives on the boat, if you like, that to try and relate to one another is a mammoth task, and maybe it's not really possible. Not when it comes to the Dharma, because if it's of communicating the Dharma, of understanding, because if it's subtlety. This is not a coarse, crude, obvious development or undevelopment or something that you learn. It starts in those terms, but it refines and it refines and it refines and it refines. And this is where language becomes crucially important, that we understand the language and we use it to take us on. And if we start to try and take on board language that we are not familiar with, then there's a great danger with that. And the greatest danger with that is to convince yourself that you understand it. If you say you don't understand it, then you've got a chance of, but when it's, and this is so, as I keep saying, and it truly is, and I hope you realise this more and more, the subtleness of what we're doing. It's subtle because we're going where we've never been before, therefore we cannot imagine, we cannot know. We like to think we do, this is, and then we project. Because we think, especially us Western people, who always have to be in that mode of control, I know. And then we create this model based on what we know. Whether what we know is true or not is another matter, but it's always based on what we know. And then once we know, we can't refine it. It's there, it's fixed, this is it, I know, I understand. I know. And as soon as you say, I understand, you stop. This is where humility comes in. And you bow your head to it and you let it go. So then you make yourself available to the next level of subtlety. And language plays a part in that, even though certainly our training isn't about language. We don't use concepts. But we certainly can't avoid them. And concepts help to define our personality and our culture and the way we are as a culture and as a Western culture, which is unique in Buddhism. Don't think Eastern people think the way we do, if you've not worked that one out yet. Because they don't. Their mindset, their path of logic, their path of, for the most part, you can't pick it because you don't know it. How can you know something you don't know? And language is intertwined with all of that. And so we have to be so careful with that. So careful. And the worst thing we can do is to try and turn ourselves into Easterners and act and behave like an Easterner, look like an Easterner. And just create this, what is just another persona, where you delude yourself that somehow you're on a authentic path of transformation, where in fact all you're doing is just getting rid of the persona that you clearly don't like, and then create another one for yourself. Well, that's not the Dharma, whatever it is, it's not the Dharma. So, you know, we are very much on a, in a transitional period, where it's coming from the East and how it's got to be understood in our framework of reference, in order for it to work, in order for us to make use of the raft. And hopefully that's evolving. Well, it is evolving actually. But the letting go is very difficult. And the creating of the new is very difficult, and it's a long, slow process. And as far as we're concerned, because we are not affiliated to any Eastern tradition, we're not obliged to follow the conceptual framework that helps to characterize, give identity to those particular traditions from different countries, or traditions within a country. We're not obliged to follow those, so that we can identify ourselves as being a part of that particular tradition. We don't have to do that. But we need to find the Dharma, because the Dharma actually doesn't belong to any tradition. Every tradition is a raft. It is not It is not the thing itself. It's a raft that's, if used skillfully, will take you. Will take you to liberation. But that's what it is. All traditions are the finger that point to the moon. They're not the moon. And how easily it is to get that wrong. Be deceived by that. And we have to be careful. And anyway, at least because we're not following a particular clearly defined set of concepts that have been refined, developed and refined over many, many, many centuries by very wise beings, it does give us a bit more space. And it so happens that we do have a, I believe to be a framework, I do believe to be a raft that works, because it certainly worked for me, and I have no doubts. And I am a Westerner, I know I am of the same culture as you people. So I know where you're coming from, I know what you're about, what your values are, what motivates you, what fears you have, what your self-identity is made of. All of those things, because I too am of that same framework. So we have this raft, I suppose that's what you call, well, I'm quite happy to call it. It is of that nature. And the five pillars, I believe, once you know it, not just on the surface, conceptual, the very simple level that you can read it and say, I understand, but if you look into it, will take you, nurture your understanding. And what's your understanding by taking those concepts on, because that's what they are, they're in the world of duality, and they have their limits. Everything, all objects have their limits. It has its limit, but what it will do will take you back in, bring you back into yourself. That's the nature of the Dharma. The nature of anything else in the world, most things will take you out there. The conceptual Dharma, if it is that defines it, that if it is Dharma, and not even Buddhism, but Dharma, will have the characteristic of always making you turn in. Whenever you read it, you immediately come back and look at yourself. You read it, whatever the concept, whatever the perspective, you look at it and immediately you take it inwardly. That's Dharma. If you're going out there, if you read it and it takes you out there, then it's something else. And that's the split, that's the difference. That's how you would identify the conceptual Dharma, how you would see how that's different to the normal conceptual constructions of the world and all of its everything that's in it. And the five pillars, I believe, while I've been sitting with it, I'm up and I've sat with everything that's in it. And I sat with everything that's in it. Everything that's in it. And if I read it, I can't. Everything that's in it. I can't see everything that's in it. Any holes in it. Everything that's in it. Everything that's in it. Everything that's in it. You can let me know everything that's in it. If you do, everything that's in it. Let me see everything that's in it. I don't see any everything that's in it. Wasn't it? And I everything that's in it. Relate it to myself. Everything that's in it. For my own self. Everything that's in it. My self, everything that's in it, path, and everything that's in it. You see that it's all there. Everything that's in it. Something that's in it. It's in it. Something that's in it. I feel it's in it. I have that confidence. And I've tried to just feel it in it. Run over to just feel it in it. Again with you. Felt in it this week with you. Felt in it. Then a vet. Felt in it. Simple. Then a vet. Felt in it. Superficial way. Felt in it. Concepts will always wet. Felt in it. Be superficial. Felt in it. If you should. Felt in it. Want to go to the dead. Felt in it. Yes, you must take it all the dead. Felt in it. I. Felt in it. Felt in it. Take it into yourself. Felt in it. In a place of still yourself. Felt in it. Felt in it. Felt in it. Open up. Felt in it. And see the. Felt in it. And see how that. Felt in it. Lead you into your. Felt in it. Self into that. Felt in it. That area that. Felt in it. Happened to be the. Felt in it. Felt in it. Focus. Felt in it. Sing on. Felt in it. See how. Felt in it. Felt in it. Felt in it. And see how it's a. Felt in it. Part of your makeup. Felt in it. On a makeup. Felt in it. What it may be. Felt in it. Whether it be, it may be. Felt in it. Understand. Felt in it. Standing. Understand. Felt in it. Deep. Felt in it. Felt in it. Felt in it. Subtleties of rest. Felt in it. Thisness, which. Felt in it. Of courseness, which. Felt in it. It's the most. Felt in it. Any post. Felt in it. Person in the world. Felt in it. Is what the world means. Felt in it. You got a. Felt in it. A dictionary will tell. Felt in it. You are the word. Felt in it. Means. Felt in it. But that's the newest. Felt in it. Starting point. Felt in it. Felt in it. Oh, I understand. Felt in it. Dharma. Felt in it. This is Monday. Dharma. Felt in it. Dharma. Felt in it. It's Monday. Dharma. Felt in it. On that left. Dharma. Felt in it. Oh, at left. Dharma. Felt in it. Dharma. Felt in it. Dharma. Felt in it. If you take dharma. Felt in it. Take it to heart. Take dharma. Felt in it. Take dharma. Felt in it. Take dharma. felt in it. You see that felt in it. How that man felt in it. That man felt in it. That concept man felt in it. What that's point set man felt in it. Into man felt in it. The different man felt in it. Man felt in it. Man felt in it. Man felt in it. Level man felt in it. So you man felt in it. See it. You see you man felt in it. It on one level man felt in it. But then you begin one level man felt in it. Into man felt in it. What felt in it. I kept to see it on it. Felt in it. Different level to see it on it. Felt in it. Felt in it. And how it's not just felt in it. Here. Felt in it. But that felt in it. The felt in it. It's felt in it. It's you felt in it. Felt in it. It felt in it. Never leaves you. It felt in it. It felt in it. And it's so it felt in it. So subtle, it felt in it. That it felt in it. In the even it felt in it. The deepest meditation felt in it. Mission, you take felt in it. Only you're still seeing it, even when you're absolutely it. Still, you could. Only you're still seeing it, even when you're absolutely it. Still when you're absolutely it. Restlessness and it. Still when you're absolutely it. Agitation. Still when you're absolutely it. Agitation. Still when you're absolutely it. Agitation. Still when you're absolutely it. That is. Agitation. Still when you're absolutely it. That is. Agitation. Still when you're absolutely it. Still spend your absolute it. That help you take still spend your absolute it. To define you take still spend your absolute it. You as an individual you take still spend your absolute it. You take still spend your absolute it. You take still spend your absolute it. When you agitate still spend your absolute it. Truly, truly, truly agitate still spend your absolute it. Still, and I meditate, still spend your absolute it. Still, when you I meditate, still spend your absolute it. Truly go beyond it, still spend your absolute it. There won't be beyond it, still spend your absolute it. Anybody there, on it, still spend your absolute it. On it, still spend your absolute it. On it, still spend your absolute it. There won't be any in it. Still spend your absolute it. Individual. Still spend your absolute it. Still spend your absolute it. That's okay. Still spend your absolute it. Subtle it is. Still spend your absolute it. Still spend your absolute it. So each of those pillars are a path. So each of those pillars are a path. They're a path. Paths. Ponder are a path. They're a path. Any one of them. They're a path. And now, any one of them. They're a path. One of them. They're a path. they're up a path, and they'll kind of they're up a path. Go to ever, and they'll kind of they're up a path. The greater depths, kind of they're up a path. If you know how depths, kind of they're up a path. To do it, missions, kind of they're up a path. Do it with the scripts, kind of they're up a path. Spirit of openness, kind of they're up a path. Spirit of not, kind of they're up a path. Saying I understand, kind of they're up a path. Down and then shut, kind of they're up a path. In the door, shut, kind of they're up a path. Kind of they're up a path. Kind of they're up a path. But seeing it, kind of they're up a path. All right, but then seeing it, kind of they're up a path. Letting that go, kind of they're up a path. And then open your that go, kind of they're up a path. So after the next, kind of they're up a path. Layer, and then to the next, kind of they're up a path. Next layer, and then kind of they're up a path. Next layer, that layer, and then kind of they're up a path. That's the down, kind of they're up a path. And that's the down, kind of they're up a path. We work, kind of they're up a path. Then it requires we work, kind of they're up a path. You to let go, kind of they're up a path. As you'd have the heat to let go, kind of they're up a path. Humility, go, kind of they're up a path. Nat, go, kind of they're up a path. For us, go, kind of they're up a path. Westerners, and us, go, kind of they're up a path. For Westerners, go, kind of they're up a path. And I know what it's like, go, kind of they're up a path. Like, go, kind of they're up a path. Us West go, kind of, they're up a path. There's the us West go, kind of, they're up a path. That go, kind of, they're up a path. I want to go, kind of, they're up a path. Understand, go, kind of, they're up a path. I know, it's like, kind of, they're up a path. This, oh, it's like, kind of, they're up a path. Finish, kind of, they're up a path. Finish, kind of, they're up a path. Or, kind of, they're up a path. Over, next, or, kind of, they're up a path. Thing, please, or, kind of, they're up a path. I've done it, thing, please, or, kind of, they're up a path. That's, kind of, they're up a path. How, our mind, that's, kind of, they're up a path. It's work. Kind of, they're up a path. Work. Kind of, they're up a path. Kind of, they're up a path. Kind of, they're up a path. So that. Kind of, they're up a path. That knowledge. Kind of, they're up a path. Which that you. Kind of, they're up a path. Just kind of they're up a path. Fact kind of they're up a path. And kind of they're up a path. Created kind of they're up a path. Kind of they're up a path. Kind of they're up a path. Is a part of what they're up a path. Finds me as the is a part of what they're up a path.